brutalmente honesto.
¿Qué es lo que?
¡Gente bella!
Ay, ¿por qué tan ruidoso?
No sé.
Siempre
no
sé, es un pe, una vaina, un pito.
Pero ¿cómo, alarma, que, ¿cómo quieres que empecemos? ¿Cómo quieres que empecemos?
Es nuestro estilo, es lo que nos gusta.
Exacto. Yo no puedo Imagínate tú que yo empiece. Muy buenas tardes. Este es un show para que ustedes, todo el mundo, pueda disfrutar y pueda reír con Leo activado.
Sean todos bienvenidos a otro episodio de tu programa estelar de los domingos, Brutalmente Honesto, con el Cacique C y Leo Activado.
O sea, no me gusta.
¡Por Venevisión!
¡Wow! No puedo dejar de gritar, no puedo dejar de ser yo. O sea, si yo no grito, no soy yo. Yo me siento en la necesidad de decir groserías, de ser yo, de insultar a la gente,
de expresar mi odio.
Porque si no es...
Yo necesito como expresar mi marginalidad, yo no puedo estar así como que, hola, ¿cómo estás?
No puedo. Y a mí me afecta. Cada vez que veo gente de una manera, uno se queda como que, what the fuck is going on over here, bro? Necesito ser yo. O sea, uno se siente raro. Mira, Leo, el episodio de hoy tenemos que decirlo.
Es peculiar.
¿Por qué es peculiar? Bueno, primero de todo, porque tenemos aquí a Biondo. That's your last name, right?
Marcela.
Marcela Biondo, right? Yes.
Biondo. Marcela Biondo. Welcome to Brutally Honest.
Ella no habla absolutamente nada de español. Y nosotros no hablamos nada de inglés.
De portugués.
Inglés lo estamos intentando.
Ella es de Brasil, es brasileña.
How old are you?
28.
Shit, okay, you're older than me. Okay, that's fine.
Sí, que ¿cuántos años tienes? 28, eres 28. Más vieja que yo.
Yo no puedo creer esto. Qué increíble cómo uno va pasando el tiempo y el que envejece es uno. Y todo el mundo se ve más joven. You look younger than me, let me tell you that.
Thank you.
Yeah, everyone I'm looks younger than me.
Yeah, no. Te ves más joven que yo.
Increíble. No, pero estoy muy feliz.
Traduje el español también.
No, dice, mira.
Fuck it.
Ok, invitamos a Marcela. Ella es DJ acá en el área del DMV en Washington, D.C. Es increíble. I like your style.
Le gusta tu estilo, su música.
The way you play.
La manera en que tú, your behavior,
I like it.
La manera en que pones la música, la manera en que como eres. So that's what he's saying. So everything that is in Spanish, just don't listen to that. You can just listen what he's saying in English.
Do you speak some Spanish?
¿Hablas español?
Un poquito.
Puedo hablar un poquito.
Bien.
What do you know in Spanish?
Yo me llamo Marcela.
Yo me llamo Marcela.
¡Eso!
What else?
I can say it in Portuguese.
Oh, you know, okay.
Yo puedo decirlo en portugués.
Okay.
Meu nome é Leo.
Congrats.
Obrigado. Gracias.
Qué increíble. Ahora sabemos que Leo sabe defenderse en portugués al momento en decir su nombre.
Sí. Lindo, ¿sabes qué me da risa el portugués? You know what make me laugh about the Portuguese? Because in Spanish it's like tricky. When you say falar.
Falar.
Yes.
Falar o falar?
Falar.
Falar is hablar, ¿no?
Uh-huh.
And I think in a penis because it's a falo.
What?
Porque falo es un pene. Y falar es como falar es like...
Ok, what? Yo sé que estamos en el mes gay, pero ¿cuál es la necesidad tuya de integrar un pene a la conversación? O sea, ¿cuál es tu...? Yo, por eso es que la gente todo el tiempo, cuando yo salgo a caminar por ahí, me anda preguntando, mire, ¿tú tienes algo con ese Leo? Yo, no, él es de verdad, él no es así de verdad. ¿Cómo yo puedo defenderte de esta manera? Okay, so the thing is that I'm trying to explain is, how can I defend this guy? Everyone thinks that he's gay. Of course people are going to think that. He's always trying to make part of the subject
everyone
a
thinks
penis.
That we have a relationship, that we're married.
You didn't.
No.
Oh. I see what you did. Ya veo lo que hiciste. Okay, it's fine. I'm gay in two different languages now. Thank you.
Él es gay en dos diferentes lenguajes, sí. Idiomas ahora.
En el lenguaje mío no, but I'm fucked.
Marcela, how long have you been doing your DJ stuff?
I started in Brazil.
Oh, really?
En Brasil.
How long ago?
6 years ago in Brazil.
Hace 6 años atrás en Brasil.
Yeah, but
you were like 22, 21.
Yeah, I was young and in Brazil everything is so expensive.
Ah, ya todo es más caro, okay.
Like Venezuela.
No,
what is this, Venezuela?
No, Venezuela is something else. Venezuela.
You know, like example, my equipment here, it's like 3,000.
Okay.
In Brazil is 25,000.
But how is that happening, right? How things are even expensive over there.
I can't.
Allá en Brasil todo es más caro. Mi equipo acá es $300 y allá es como $2,500. Y casi que dijo, ¿qué coño?
Leo, esas clases de inglés te están funcionando, ¿no? Estás, pero...
Yo estoy hecho un puñal.
O sea, tú estás hablando en inglés increíble. A mí me gusta cómo estás hablando en inglés. O sea, tú que... I don't know what I'm saying, but I'll try.
I don't fucking care.
Ustedes tienen que ver a este hombre hablando por teléfono, formando rollo en inglés. Yo jamás pensé que ese día iba a llegar. You know what? I'll bring my car there. Okay.
You know, okay. I know that my English is broke.
It's not very good looking.
It's not very good looking.
No, el inglés, what I'm saying is that his English is actually improving a lot. When I met him, the first thing that he knew how to say was, hello, my name is Leo. Now he says, how are you?
Yeah. I'm the same. Yeah, I'm
but the same. Your English is good. Like,
your
I
English is very good.
Saying.
And also your pronunciation is very, very good.
Thank you. I don't think so, but thank you.
Le dije que tiene una buena pronunciación porque ella dijo como que no, yo tampoco hablo inglés, ¿qué tal? Y yo, claro que sí, mija.
So, Marcela, tell me something.
Dime algo.
What is the... When you do these parties, because you're a DJ, right?
When you're doing all these parties, eres una DJ?
What is the worst thing that you see in these parties that you don't like? Like the thing that you hate the most?
¿Qué es lo que odias más de las fiestas?
I hate the most.
That you hate the most. That people do and you're like, fuck you, motherfucker. Like, what is the thing that you hate?
With the cell phone. Play Bad Bunny.
No way.
But why?
It's not like
do you hate Bad Bunny?
No, I love Bad Bunny. But like the whole party.
It's Bad Bunny.
And even if they like are the same people. Like when I already played to Team Pergunto. I'll play it.
Okay.
And the same people come, can you play Bad Bunny? I was I just play it.
Even if they are gringos?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Gringos love Bad Bunny. I love Bad Bunny, but it's like you're playing, you know, you have like your set ready.
Right.
And the people's like, can you play? Can you play? Can you play? Can you play?
Okay, ya va. Let me translate. ¿Qué es lo que odias más de las fiestas? Y ella dice, cuando me dicen que ponga Bad Bunny, bro. Y yo le dije, pero odias Bad Bunny. Y ella dice, no, yo no odio Bad Bunny, pero o sea, estoy tocando y todo el tiempo me piden, pon Bad Bunny, pon Bad Bunny, pon Bad Bunny. Y la mayoría de las personas que se lo piden son gringos.
No, y que ella no odia Bad Bunny, pero sencillamente no soporta que le pregunten tanto por Bad Bunny. Who is the person that you like the most that people actually ask you for and then you want to play it? Because, you know, if you hate that, what's the thing that you love the most then?
What I love the most in the parties is when everyone's singing and dancing. I don't...
They're dancing. You want to see them having fun.
Yeah, because I always feel the vibe. Okay. You know? The party is good for me when I look and everyone's having fun.
Right.
And when I turn the volume down and everyone's singing.
Okay. So ella lo que le gusta es que la gente esté bailando, disfrutando y que de repente ya baje el volumen y la gente esté ya cantando la canción. Okay, I see. Yeah. How do you make all this group of people that are from different cultures being in just one place and enjoy the same type of music? How do you do that happen? How do you know that that's going to actually work?
It's hard. It's hard because everyone... is different.
Okay.
And the different countries,
mm-hmm.
hard. But I'm trying to bring the Brazilian culture to Americans. So
okay.
I make remixes, like American songs and Brazilian beach.
Okay.
So Brazilian's gonna be, look, this beach is cool. And America's, look, I know the song, so everyone is dancing. You know?
I see.
Like a mix Brazilian American.
Yes. It's
so you're trying to
Brazilican.
Make... No. She's actually... This is very intelligent what she's doing. She's trying to make Brazilians legal. She's trying to... she's trying to modernize... To
accommodate all these Brazilians to come here and be able to have their papers. That's what you're doing, right? You're bringing yeah, that. You're bringing
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Que
beautiful.
Ella hace mixes de música americana, de pop y en inglés, con el beat del funk brasileño. Entonces hace como que los brasileños y los gringos pues les gusta la misma música. Y casi que dice que está tratando de hacer a los brasileños legales. Punchline.
You know what? It's funny because people never believe that I can be an asshole in two different languages. And I believe that I could be the worst in English. It's easy. You just need to say something. You need to say that you're a fucking asshole and people believe it.
But I think the English is more... It's more like, it's straight ahead.
Straightforward.
Yeah, straightforward.
Right.
With the point.
Right.
It's not like a labia, you know what I mean?
Labia. It's like you're trying to...
over-speaking.
Right, right. So when you move here and you try to do all the music that you were trying to, you know, focus and combine, what was the challenge for you when you tried to do that?
The challenge was when I start Play for Americans.
Okay.
Because the Brazilians, I know the vibe.
Okay.
But Americans, they're like shaking their ass with hip hop, with Drake. And like in Brazil, it's so different.
Okay.
In Brazil, everyone gonna dance with like funk or different musics, not like hip hop.
You say funk or fuck?
Funk.
I think I'm having an issue. I think I have an issue, guys. Every time I hear something different over here, I'm like, well, yeah, of course.
¿Cuál es el mayor reto que ha tenido al tocar acá? Y ella dice que cuando comenzó a tocar para americanos. Básicamente eso.
Me encanta como tu posición está ahorita como que yo voy a solo traducir.
Sí. No, yo puedo hablar también.
Actually, pero está
I
ahí.
Wanted to ask you about if being a DJ has like get you in trouble with your girlfriend.
Hey, that's a good question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because nightlife is, you know, it's like, it's a hard life.
Yes.
And Cacique knows.
Yes. What? You know, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, a lot of times.
A lot of times.
Oh, yeah. A lot of time?
A lot of times.
Oh, wow.
So how did you meet your girlfriend?
Ya va. Stop.
Okay.
Yo le pregunté que si ser DJ la metió en problemas y ella dijo que sí, que un montón de veces.
How?
Yes.
¿Cómo?
¿Por qué?
Yeah. Try to do it in Portuguese, we can see if we can understand that and we can answer in Spanish.
Porque quando eu estou tocando, várias meninas algumas tentam me agarrar, ou me beijar, ou vêm me abraçar.
Oh.
¡Lo entendí todo!
Ok, ella dijo que cuando está tocando, que algunas chamas como que se le meten, la tocan, la llaman y tal, y bueno, se prendió el pedo.
¡Mira! ¡Qué fuerte!
¡Wow!
¡Uf!
Então, cuando estoy sozinha,
ajá,
es más complicado.
¡Claro!
Porque... outras pessoas, por exemplo, semana passada eu estava tocando, a minha namorada não foi comigo.
Oh.
E aí veio uma menina e todo mundo conhece minha namorada naquele lugar.
Oh, wow.
E aí todo mundo ficava assim. I see you.
Oh.
Waiting for you to fall.
Yes. I was like, I'm not doing nothing. I'm just playing. And the girl was like, blah, blah, blah. Where's your girlfriend? Oh, your girlfriend's not here. It was like, no, but I still have one.
Y nunca, or you have never had that feeling of
try to do cheating. It in Spanish. Try to do it in Spanish.
Nunca has tenido el sentimiento, and I'm sorry, pero nunca has tenido el sentimiento de engañar.
No, porque, nunca. No, porque eu penso que, can I say this? Portuguese?
Sim, sim. Yeah. Portuguese. Woo! We love Portuguese.
Porque eu penso que...
Eu falar.
Por mais que a minha namorada não estivesse lá,
uh-huh,
eu ia continuar sabendo, né?
Ok.
É como eu ia olhar pra ela depois, tipo... Não gosto de mentira.
Não queres enganar?
Não.
Prefieres estar com ela? Ok. Que lindo. Que lindo. Por isso é que eu estou solo. Es difícil. Porque es difícil cuando la gente se le acerca a uno, bro, le habla.
Y con el Instagram,
y el Marcela. Instagram es un peligro.
Yes.
Mi esposa, my wife, she's always mad because I have a lot of girls and men texting to me on Instagram. Who's that? Who's that? Who's that girl? Who's that man? There are followers. I can't stop them.
Yeah, exactly.
Ahora.
But I can reply them with happy faces.
Yeah, he's like a microwave. He's trying to always, you know, keep everyone like hot.
I'm like a microwave.
Yeah. So, cuando tienes una persona que se te acerca mucho, okay? Yo hablo más lento para que me vayas entendiendo.
Sí,
okay?
Perfecto.
Se te acerca esta gente. Y tú no quieres ser desagradable. So, tú le dices, o sea, ¿cómo les dices no?
Yes. es difícil.
Okay.
Es difícil.
Ok, sí, sí.
Okay.
Es difícil, mas eu sempre tento ser educada.
Ok.
Ok.
Porque...
No rude.
É a minha imagem como DJ, né? Eu não posso ser exato. Arrogante.
Pera, isso é algo... Isso, Marcela, that's something. Isso é algo que... like, my wife doesn't understand. Ella, mi esposa, no entiende esa vaina. Que uno no puede ser rude.
Exactly.
You have to be nice. Tienes que ser lindo.
No, no, pero ya va.
I'm sorry.
Él no es lindo. Él contesta, ¡ay! Gracias. And you're like, bro, that's a guy that is telling you that he wants to fuck you. How the hell you send an emoji? Gracias. Like, he now literally he wants to fuck you more. Like, what the hell are you doing, Leo? And then I think that's the biggest issue that this guy has. He never says no. He's like, have you noticed a person that you want to have sex with and they say no, but you know that that's a yes?
Yes.
That's him.
But there are people that is the opposite. That you think that is yes, but it's no.
Yeah.
¿Cómo?
Like microwave. I'm not going to say yes with these guys.
No.
No.
Pero dejas la puerta abierta. Emoji. Ellos se sienten cómodos.
Yes, but I'm not going to fuck them.
No, ¿qué es esto? ¿Qué
but
está pasando?
If you get drunk, you can fuck them.
Oh, no. The bitch is out of the of the house and the hoe is out. No, no, pero él es una perra. Él es una
sí,
perra.
Sí,
es
una
no,
perra. Sí, I'm sí. a bitch.
I'm a bitch. I'm a... ¿Cómo es esa canción?
Hey, deberíamos... We can, like create a sign in a t-shirt.
Right.
Like, a bitch and an asshole.
I'm an asshole,
I'm
bitch?
I'm the bitch and you are the asshole.
You're the bitch and I'm the asshole.
Yeah, something like that. Like, we can create something. Como no. que yo soy la perra y tú eres el maldito.
Easier. Vamos a hacer esto. Una flecha que diga, he's the whore.
Y la
yeah, and he is the whore.
No, not the bitch.
No.
The whore.
The whore. You're the whore. Entonces, una flecha que diga, maldito. O sea, como que la flecha apunta, he's the asshole.
How do you say whore in Portuguese?
Whore.
¿Cómo dices puta en portugués?
Puta.
No, no, pero no puta like bitch. Whore, porque bitch es como insulto. Whore es como ramera, como bien perra.
Whore, damn. I don't know.
In Portuguese, whore.
In Spanish.
In Spanish?
Puta.
Puta o perra.
Puta o perra.
In Portuguese, puta.
And another one? Another
puta.
Word that you can use?
Você é essa puta.
Você é essa... Wow.
Prostituta.
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 Prostituta. Ay, Dios mío, pero qué manera de... qué clutch.
Do you know that I love Portuguese accent? Que yo amo el acento portugués. It's like, it's something like romantic.
Yeah. Oh, right. Spanish, the same.
Oh, do you think so?
I need to show you a commercial from Venezuela. Okay. Give me your computer, Leo. This is a commercial that you need to see, and we are going to put in every social media that I think that any person that is from Brazil or Portugal is going to feel identified with.
What commercial? ¿Qué comercial? Él le quiere mostrar un comercial a ella que supuestamente hagan en Venezuela. No, mira, es que pare de sufrir.
Oh, no, no.
Es de, you know, para de sufrir. That's in Brazil, actually, right? Para de sufrir.
Sufrir.
Sufrir. Para de sufrir. Vai pa fuera, Satanás. Vai pa fuera.
Yo creo que es de comercial de Nestí Panadeiro.
Oh, power.
Yo creo que...
Y hay manera de... Yo tengo un cable acá.
I think tú tienes que ver esto, ¿ok?
¿Quieres colocarlo aquí directamente?
Sí, claro. Vamos, yo quiero que tú veas esto y tú me digas si de verdad crees...
Al revés.
Que...
The opposite size.
Tú de verdad piensas que... En esto debería existir. Esto nunca se lo han mostrado a ningún brasileño o portugués. Y quiero que me digas si esto es real o no, ¿ok?
Okay.
No, no pagamos el YouTube. No pagamos el YouTube. We don't pay YouTube. El cachito.
Pequeño, ser como mi viejo siempre fue mi sueño. Y hoy en día me lleno de alegría porque soy el heredero de su panadería.
Nestia.
Can you believe that?
Como, how do remember that?
I don't know. No sé.
I don't even know what's that. I don't fucking know what's that.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
I'm 32.
And you don't know? And he
knows. I don't fucking know. And eso parece like 80s. Mm-hmm. Or 90s?
I'm lying. I'm actually older.
Marcela.
No.
I'm kidding, 26.
Marcela, tú sabías, okay, voy a tratar de hacerlo en español. Okay. ¿Tú sabías que en Venezuela todos los portugueses que vinieron de Portugal a Venezuela tienen panaderías?
¿Panaderías?
Panaderías, like a bakery.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. I didn't know.
No?
That's why, David.
And what I want to know, like, a little bit more about bakery in Brazil.
What do you want to know?
There's a lot of variety or something like that, because we have a lot of panaderos in Venezuela because they're Portuguese. So maybe in Brazil it's the same. I don't know.
Yes. Yes. we call padaria.
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 Padería.
Padería.
Ellos tienen bastantes panaderías y le dicen padería.
Your father has
muitos.
One?
No.
Okay, just
want to make
sure. Mas tem muitos. En cada bairro, neighborhood.
Okay.
Maybe it's like 3 or 4.
Mierda. So you don't like pan.
It's a lot. A lot of padarías.
Que tienen como 3 panaderías por cada pueblito.
I have a question for you. And I want to know. Quiero saber.
Tengo una pregunta y quiero saber.
Why Brazilians understand so much Spanish more than actually what we understand?
¿Por qué brasileños entienden más español que nosotros el portugués?
En Portugal.
Eso es una excelente pregunta.
¿Puedo entenderte cuando hablas
lento?
Lento.
Okay.
Pero no puedo entenderte si habla muy rápido.
Okay, I wanna. Déjame explicarte algo. Lo que tú acabas de hacer, yo jamás lo haría en Brasil, en portugués. Yo jamás.
But I know something. Yo puedo decir algunas cosas.
Tú lo logras, pero okay.
No, pero Brasil, a los brasileños se les hace mucho más fácil entender y hablar español
que nosotros.
Que a los latinos, bueno, que los hispanos hablar portugués.
Exactamente.
No entiendo. O sea,
no, sí, tú entiendes y eres capaz de hablar de cierta manera. Yo lo único que sé es hablar portugués. Es la única palabra que sé.
Yo,
claro.
Tento.
Uh-huh.
Mudar un poco. Mudar.
Mudar.
Un poco.
Ajá.
La palabra. Yo lo llamo portuñol.
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 Ok, interesante. Por o sea, cañón. Que tú le das una combinación al idioma y tú dices, esto es.
Do you know a lot of Spanish?
Yes.
So do you try to speak with them?
Trata a little bit.
Con los hispanos que conoces.
Porque hablo muito rápido.
Mucho.
Quiero que me digas rápidamente, y con esto me gustaría ir terminando, Leo. ¿Cuál es la palabra que tú más disfrutas en español?
¿En español?
La grosería. Una grosería. The bad word.
Bad word. ¿Corno?
¿Qué?
¿Corno?
¿Gordo?
Corno.
¿Corno? ¿Qué es corno?
Coño.
Coño. Coño. Mira. Coño.
But you don't have something like that in Portuguese? Coño? No.
Corno.
Corno is coño? Mm-hmm. But it means the same?
Pero. I don't know.
But do you say caralho?
You know in the Bad Bunny song?
Mm-hmm.
She said corno. I think it's the same.
Coño. I think you need to use another word because
let's use a translator. Coño means pussy.
No, it's not this.
But we use it like
an expression
to damn things, like coño, like damn. But it's like we say vagina, you know, like something like that.
This episode is very broken. Okay, I just wanted to let you know that. Este episodio es un episodio donde ustedes se podrán dar cuenta que hay una falta de comunicación y una gran barrera educacional que no nos permite crecer para poder hacer las cosas en inglés. Solo quiero que sepan eso.
Okay, when is gonna be your next event?
My next event gonna be Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
You play every weekend?
Yes.
What about your
festival?
Festival? You talk about that?
Oh yeah, like, I'm doing a festival in July.
Okay,
July
ella 8th. Toca todos los fines de semana, pero va a ser un festival en el 8 de julio.
Yes. And to celebrate my birthday.
Para celebrar mi cumpleaños, Sam.
29.
We are gonna be 29. VIP.
29.
Okay, vamos a ser VIP.
You're getting close.
Almost there.
You're almost there.
Tiene 29.
30 cider coming.
Yep.
How do you feel with that? You feel old?
Old.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell.
Yeah, I'm 32. You're going to start to hear how your knees sound. You know, like.
He already started to lose some hair.
Really?
Yeah. Gray hair.
Bro, look at my canas. White hair.
Canas?
Yeah, how do you say that in Portuguese?
Barba.
No, the white ones.
Branco.
We look like old people with special issues trying to talk.
I look like wise.
Wise?
Yeah.
What is that?
A people with wisdom.
Wise. Oh, wise. Oh, okay, you look wise. Okay. That's amazing. With my I love how this episode is going.
Es una locura. I love it.
It's just broken.
How do you feel? How do you feel,
Marcela? It's literally broken.
Great.
Sí, this is the first time that we're doing this. I wanted to let you know that.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're invited for
it. Yeah, but I knew it's going to be, we're going to be like a good episode. And you are like you know, I don't know. Like
you don't care.
You have your own flow.
I try.
Tell me when it's going to be that festival. And let's just go with that. Tell me the episode, the festival. When is going to be?
July 8th.
What are you going to do? How many DJs are going to be there?
Six DJs.
Wow. Wonderful.
You should play it in the Brutal Mentalist anniversary.
Let me know when,
if I bring a phone to the festival and it says Bad Bunny, are you going to play Bad Bunny?
Yes.
Perfect. That's all that I wanted to know.
You're going to?
Of course, I'm going.
Of course, I'm going to play
I'm going to get an iPad.
I can't
play Bad Bunny.
Yes. With like a big paper, like.
A 65-inch TV, like, play Bad Bunny.
Okay, I want you to say bye to this episode.
No tradujimos ni la mitad de esta.
No, dejes tradujimos. Quiero que te despidas, okay?
Okay. In English, Portuguese, in Portuguese. Spanish.
And say the worst thing ever in Portuguese. Just do it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, just say, bye, you motherfuckers. I don't want to see you again. Just do that. I wanna hear that in Portuguese.
Okay, motherfucker, girly man.
It's a lot of pressure.
There you go. You're fine.
You are here already.
Just let it go.
You are here already. Don't worry. Estás aquí ya. ¿Qué coño? What the fuck?
In Portuguese. Come on.
Portuguese.
Yeah, Portuguese. Let's do it.
Tchau, seus filhos da puta.
Yeah.
Something else.
Adiós, hijos de puta. Can you say it in Spanish?
¿Cómo?
Adiós, hijos de puta.
Adiós, hijos de puta.
Eso es todo lo que yo quería escuchar, señores.
¡Esto fue, muchachos! ¡Brutalmente honesto!
Eres demasiado retrógrado.
Jamás había escuchado tanta estupidez junto.